You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Republic referendum was held on the 6th of November 1999. Opinion polls had suggested a majority favoured becoming a republic, but the model offered didn't appeal, with 55% of people voting in favour of keeping the status quo. 20 years on, and amid Brexit uncertainty, arguments to ditch the British monarchy are gathering momentum once again. Peter Fitzsimons, the current chair of the Australian Republican Movement, spoke at a dinner marking 20 years since the failed referendum this week.
I don't know that in recent times there's ever been as much enthusiasm as there is right now. Our passion, our reason for wanting to become a republic is entirely unchanged as the years go by. We think now what they thought at the beginning, that Australia in the 21st century can do better than to find our head of state from a family of aristocrats living in a palace in London.
Pro-Republicans argue that Australia should replace the monarchy to become a republic with an Australian head of state. It contends the benefits of such a system would include a head of state that can exclusively represent Australian interests, a system better aligning with the democratic institutions, a fully independent constitution, and a head of state that can represent Australian values. The movement was co-founded by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Turnbull says the referendum failed because of internal divisions within the movement over how the new head of state would be appointed, by popular election or by parliament. He says that's something Republicans need to resolve before pushing for another referendum, but he remains firmly in favour of holding one.
We are as young as the baby in the arms of her migrant mother and as old as the 60,000 years of Aboriginal custodianship of this country. We should be so proud of what we've achieved, and we should always be prepared to stand up for our country and put our country first. Our claim as Republicans is no more than saying that our head of state should do the same.
The recent interview of Prince Andrew by the BBC on his relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein this month has also caused people to question Australia's close proximity to the Queen and British royal family. Labor leader Anthony Albanese referred to that interview during his speech at the anniversary dinner.
When he gave that interview, I think it reminded Australians, indeed, of why we need an Australian head of state. It was to train wreck interviews what Everest is to mountains.
Momentum's been building to hold a national referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition before having another one on whether to become a republic. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says constitutional Indigenous recognition should be prioritised.
We can't simply replace the sovereignty of the Crown without addressing the constitutional position of First Nations peoples. We don't want to replace one form of whitefella legal architecture with another. Ultimately, we have to ask ourselves, what sort of republic do we want? One that is reconciled with the past, or one that simply repeats the injustices of the present?
But what do Australians think? A poll released in October 2018 found 53% of Australians supported becoming a republic. And a different poll coming 1 month later, just after Prince Harry and new wife Meghan's Australian visit, found just 40% wanted a republic, the lowest support for change in 25 years. Philip Benwell is the national chairman of the Australian Monarchist League, which formed in 1993 to oppose the growing Republican movement at the time. Mr. Benwell, who describes the League as the guardians of the Constitution, sees clear reasons for the country to stick with the constitutional monarchy.
Our current system is the only system that can block politicians from absolute power. A directly elected president, he or she is going to need enormous backing to fight a campaign. That means business support and owing favours to businessmen. The fact that the Queen doesn't live in Australia is of enormous benefit because she does not interfere in any aspect of our life.
In 2017, the Labor Party announced it had held a referendum during the first term of a future government. But following Labor's shock loss at May's federal election, Mr. Benwell says any serious discussion on whether to hold another referendum is likely some time away.
the coalition government will be in for another term, which will give us around 5 years before the Republicans and the Labour Party speak about a republic with any seriousness. And even then, it will just be debating. So it'll be 10 years before there's any serious move.
Bangladesh, Fiji, Nigeria, Sri Lanka and Singapore are among former Commonwealth nations that have become republics. Evan Young, SBS News.